Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, live on HBO, it's time!
Welcome to the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better. Welcome, welcome, welcome. In case this is your first time, Let me introduce myself. My name is Marcus, and right next to me is Calvin. Calvin, how are you doing, man?
I'm great, and you, man?
Great, man. So we got some interesting stuff, and we're going to talk about cricket, and we're going to talk about a bit of baseball, because we never talk about these sports. We've been putting these sports down, you know.
We've been getting a lot of complaints.
You guys don't talk about cricket.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
Okay. Basically, yeah, we've been hearing, you guys speak mostly about McGregor. I'm like, what? Yeah, no, okay. That's what I heard. You guys speak about McGregor. I'm like, well, you definitely don't listen to the Sporting Base.
No, but look, man, obviously we got feedback that we talk mostly about McGregor. But yeah, we're going to talk about cricket and baseball today, and we're going to put a little bit of NBA that side. So obviously, before we get to that, I'm just going to give you some news. Firstly, that Neymar has left Nike for Puma. So Puma has sponsored Neymar. So he's going through to Puma, so he'll be sponsored and he'll be getting cash from there. I don't know how much is it. And secondly, McGregor has got arrested for sexual assault, and I don't know the full details, but they just reported.
You're joking, right?
I'm not joking. Literally, they reported on Saturday that McGregor has arrested for sexual assault, and they're trying to do some investigations there. So we'll give you more details when we get the details of the news. So I was just giving you the update of this earlier, because we're gonna get into this topic. You get what I'm saying. So yeah, Neymar he's moved to Puma, so he made that choice. He basically made the choice to leave Nike. He was in Nike. I don't know.
Nike was a better brand, man. I just think Nike was.
This is your opinion?
Yeah.
This is your opinion. So look, I would agree with him. Like, he's a better brand, but look, it's his choice. It's his choice. I don't know what's the net worth, but it's his choice. So after this, we will get into the cricket and baseball, and let's see what's in this. I also got some cricket players as well. And I got the youngest cricket player, Kagiso Rabada. I'll speak him. Yeah. I'll be speaking more about him, and a bit of the Proteas players as well. So anyway, we'll see you after this. Radio has never been better.
All right, you get three types of people in life. You get the ones that are there, they're just there. You get the ones that are there with an agenda. Then you get the ones that are there, but they're on the other side.
Yeah.
That was gangster.
Then he looked at me and I was like, yes, I took it to yourself again.
Again?
So then he was like, speaking, saying some other things.
You know, the Mexicans can be very dramatic, it's quite funny. And then like in Ant-Man, so I need this dude, and he told his aunt, who told his sister, and she was like, no, dude, you need to go there, but you need to have an agenda. And then the other guy was like, no, but the agenda is... Or it's like, happy, you get three people in. You get your mother, your father.
Radio has never been better, so stay tuned.
Welcome to the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better. So we're going to discuss, I have the topic here called the comparison of baseball and cricket, because some people, I think the people that never played cricket or baseball, they try to confuse the two, because they give the position.
I think I used to do the same as well.
I mean, the fact that
you hold a bat, it's the same thing.
Yes. The bats are different, I must say. A baseball bat and a cricket bat is very, very different. And it says here, baseball and cricket are the best known members of the family related to bat and ball games. Both have large fields, players who can hit a ball out of the field to score a run. Points and have the major game format lasting about 3 hours, though there are multiple major cricket formats and mainly differ in game length. Despite the similarities, the two sports also have many differences in play in strategy. A comparison between baseball and cricket can be instructive to follow the either sport, since the similarities help to highlight nuances particular to each game. So look, it looks the same.
Mm.
I think the only difference is that it's the bats. You know how a baseball bat looks like.
Yeah.
Right? It's thinner. I think it's a bit thinner, but a cricket bat is much bigger, and they have to put it on the floor. Like when you have to hold the edge of the baseball bat, then you have to put the wooden part on the floor, and when you ball, you must hit it up. You must hit it up. So now with the baseball bat, you must hold the baseball bat up so you can swing it. So
I never really thought of that, you know. Guys, I was like, yeah, guys, this is not ridiculous content.
I find it
helpful now because
there
was no difference for me. Now that you're saying it, the fact
yes.
One, you put a bat on the floor to you wait for the ball to
bounce things.
And then your bat is literally up in the sky.
That's the baseball. So your bat is literally on your shoulder. And when you throw it, you literally hit it. Like you hit it with the swing.
And I also have, so cricket is a bat and ball game played between two teams of 11 players on the field. At the center, which is a 22-yard. And a 20-meter. Okay, I learned that Saturday, guys. Pitch with a wicket at each and each compromising two balls balanced three thumbs. So I think I got it there for the fact that
is it?
So the 22 yards, guys.
You watched the game on Saturday.
Yes, I watched the game on Saturday, and I stand to be corrected.
Yeah. So
a 22 yard
a 22 yard
it's someone who there's 11 players, right?
Yes.
So it's someone who stands close to the bat.
Yes.
The guy who bats, if I'm not mistaken. I stand to be corrected. Yes. That's what I learned something, guys.
And I have a Protea player called Kagiso Rabada, and he's a cricket player for the Proteas in South Africa. So Kagiso Rabada is a South African international cricketer who plays all formats of the game. Rabada, who is known as the nickname KG, is a fast bowler and plays domestic cricket in the high fault lines. He made his South African debut in November 2014 in the limit over cricket before going on to make his test debut in November 2015. Rabada attended the St. Boys College, leaving school in 2013. By January 2018, he had topped both the ICC ODI bowler ranking and the ICC Test bowler ranking in the age of 22. In July 2018, he became the youngest bowler to take 150 wickets in Test, 23-year-old and 50 days. So he's the youngest South African cricket player at the moment. And he literally did 150 wickets, and that was the best wicket from the youngest person. That's Kagiso Rabada. And also, I have more information. It says on July 2016, Rabada became the first cricketer to win 6 awards in the Cricket South African annual dinner, including the prize of the Cricketer of the Year. June 2018, he again won the 6 awards the CSA annual dinner, including the Cricketer of the Year, Test Cricketer of the ODI, Cricketer of the Year. In August 2018, Western named the best young player in the world.
Give it up, guys, to Rabada.
Wow.
He's South African. So
he's South African.
We should be proud of
please.
Him. Even though we don't know him. even though I don't know him, let me put it down. But yeah, guys, my challenge for me this year is to learn cricket.
I mean,
it's to watch.
Cricket, it's not a sport that everyone watches, but if you actually understand the game, It's
a cool game because I think very also cool with me I built a thing of.
Yeah.
It's boring, you know, even before you even give the thing a chance, because I did give it a chance before where I just sat and watched. For me, it felt weird. You get these two people keep, you know, hitting the ball and it's either,
sometimes
the person doesn't go out. He stays on for so long and he keeps messing.
And it's 3 hours.
Yeah. Sometimes you feel like, this thing is boring, you know. But
and it's 3 hours.
If you really watch it, sometimes you get to see that, it's not bad. You know?
it's cool, it's cool. And this is not a cricket player, this is a baseball player. So I was searching for one of the best baseball players in the in America, and the one I found is a guy named Mookie Betts. So his name is Marcus Lynn Mookie Betts. He's an American professional baseball right fielder for the Los Angeles Dodgers and of Major League Baseball. He previously played for the MLB for the Boston Red Sox. In 2018, he became the first player in MLB history to win the most valuable player, a silver slugger, a gold glove, battling title, and a World Series in the same season. So basically, this guy is the LeBron James of baseball. Yeah. So he's this guy, he's like, he wins so many awards, like LeBron James, like they're calling King James because that guy is just phenomenal. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? It's like, LeBron James, I would say he's the Messi of basketball.
Of basketball, yes.
You get what I'm saying?
You're right.
Yeah, he's the Messi of basketball. So everyone is that good in that in each sport. You get what I'm saying? Like in boxing, for me, I wouldn't select like the best boxer. But there's like in tennis right now, from the ladies' side, it's Serena Williams.
Still Serena.
Guys,
it's been.
It's actually been Serena.
It's a long time now.
It's been Serena for a very long time, but what I can say is that watch out for these young people, for these young guys. You get what I'm saying? And also I have is that Betts was a drafter by the Red Sox in 2011 and made his MLB debut in 2014. Splitting time between second base and the outfield, he became the Red Sox center field in 2014 before moving the right field in 2016 as the relatively short in second baseman and a high contract rate in high level in product. When pulling the ball, Betts has been compared for two former Red Sox teammates, Dustin Pedroia. So look, this guy is a very very good baseball player. Yeah. And I have an Australian cricket player, by the way. Australian. So look, Australia is very very good, also very very good in Australia. And I was searching one of the best in cricket players in Australia, and the guy I found was Glenn Maxwell. He plays for Australia. Glenn James Maxwell. He's an Australian international cricketer who is currently in the ODI and the 2020 cricket for Australia. He has played for Test cricket for Australia. He represents Victoria and Melbourne Stars in Australia domestic cricket, Country Cricket Club, and English Country Cricket. Yes, cricket. He began a professional cricket in a career playing for Victoria in the 2020 Big Bash in 2010. He is for his dramatic shots, making the provision in short term of the game. So what they're trying to say is that Glenn Maxwell was defined as the best player in Australia because he came up in such a short time.
Yeah.
Like he just started playing for a professional in such a short time. He just came up. And it says that in 2011, he set a record in the fastest ever half century in Australia domestic one day cricket, scoring 50 runs and 19 balls in February 2013. The Indian Premier League team in Mumbai, India, bought him for $1 million in March 2013.
Yeah,
and so that's how much.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I would say that's how much.
I don't know, I don't know.
Obviously, you don't know these players, but
yeah.
But look, that's fine.
But yeah, don't get me wrong, guys. Yeah. I'm still learning. You know, I'm watching This week, guys, I'm going to watch England versus Australia. They're playing their second test, and then I'm going to come next week prepared for this show. Even when
I feel you. I totally feel you. And the last player I have for cricket now is a guy named Lungi Ngidi. Lungisani Ngidi.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, Lungisani Ngidi is a South African cricketer who plays for South African national cricket team. In 2018 South Africa Cricket Annual Awards, he was named as one of the five cricketers of the year. In July 2020, Ngidi was named both ODI and T20I Cricketer of the Year as Cricket South Africa Annual Awards Ceremony. So Lungi Ngidi. I mean, you should look out for this guy. I think he's going to beat this guy, Kagiso Rabada. Because Kagiso was there like for a very, very long time. And Lungi just came recently. He just came recently and dominated the game. And I think they're very, very young players. And this guy was coached by a Zimbabwean named Neil Johnson. He was trained by a Zimbabwean. And Ngidi was raised in Kloof, Durban. So he's from Durban, guys.
He's from Durban.
Durban is in South Africa. So he was born there. And look, I just want to make a statement. I think we undermine these players, don't you think?
We definitely undermine
these players.
And we are personally, we're not talking for anyone, guys. We're talking for ourselves.
We're talking for ourselves. Like, we undermine these players. We do really undermine. I would say I should watch cricket more often. I should watch cricket more often. So we can get the hang of it. You get what I'm saying? Because we've been speaking rugby. We've been speaking UFC. We've been speaking boxing. And so, wow, we've been speaking a lot. But I've noticed we don't talk about these because many people complain that cricket is the problem.
Mm.
Cricket, baseball. They're going to mention hockey one day. So we better be prepared. I'm just saying. Now, like I mentioned earlier, that Neymar was sponsored by Puma. So what's your take on that? Well, what is your take on that? Like, do you think you're supposed to remain in Nike because the pay
Nike
more?
Is a, I don't know, looks wise, in my opinion, Nike is a nice brand, man.
Is like it's,
take yeah. on him, it suited him, you know.
Yeah, it did.
And we have to see with the Puma. But you know, also it depends on how much you're being offered. You know?
Yes.
Which side has the better deals for you?
I think he had a better deal in Puma, but I may be wrong. But I think he had a better deal in Puma because guys like LeBron James, he gets paid like $5 million, I think. If I'm not mistaken, last time I checked, it was $5 million. It may be more now, but last time I checked, it was $5 million.
And guys, by the way, we were thinking about it. So next week, we decided we are going to speak about which sports area is high paid.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to...
That's going to be a very interesting topic, I must say. Which sport is high paid?
Yeah. So obviously we will go to our high paid players in each sport and we will take a comparison
and say which one we'll is tell the, you which yeah. pays pays high. Yeah. There's boxing, there's
UFC. Because I thought it was soccer, you know.
But there's other.
And then I came through cricket, and I was like, and then I was thought cricket was the highest paying, and then I got to basketball, and then you're like, what? You know.
So it's gonna be like a competition.
It's crazy.
Now.
So
which
we're gonna see.
Sport? Has the highest paid? Which sport is has the highest pay? We must look at the players.
Yeah,
I mean, there's McGregor, there's Mayweather, there's LeBron, there's Messi, there's Ronaldo, there's all these.
And by
guys.
The way, there's those guys who are still high paid today. You know what I'm saying? Like Mayweather. Mayweather is no longer in the game, but he's still getting paid. Yeah,
he's still getting paid. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Congratulations to Neymar for obviously going into the Puma industry. I hope he does well there. And I wonder what's happening with Mbappe, though, because last time he was in a transfer, I don't know to which team. But Messi's still staying. I'm happy Messi's still staying in Barcelona. He's not moving to Man City. But, if in my opinion, I really think he'll be good in Man City. He'll adapt very, very fast because that's how Messi is. He adapts very, very fast. You told me something about Gareth Bale. So
yeah, look, it was a rumor that was going around.
Yeah.
That he... Sorry, what's his home team again?
Wales,
yes. He was actually in Wales practicing, and then I think he was being interviewed off because a lot of people were starting to complain to say they don't see him on the pitch. They were wondering basically if he's still in Madrid. So for him also, I could tell with his response that he'd basically given up because he was like, whatever the manager decides, because his contract is not finished. I think that's where they get killed, you know.
Oh,
the fact that their contract's still running and they wanna. I think for him, I don't know, for him, what I personally picked up opinion is that he's benching a lot, you know. Mm. And in my opinion, Gareth Bale is not a guy that should be sitting in bench for a lot. I mean, he's a very good player. Mm. He should be utilizing him before he even decides to go to another team, you know. And one thing that I noticed in the interview that he was battling to answer was the fact that, do you want to leave? You
know? Ah.
And he kept saying, look, he can't decide that. The manager has to. They're like, okay, what do you want? He's like, look, he can say he wants this, but at the end of the day, Madrid, yeah. So I picked up the fact that he was basically like hiding, you know?
Yeah,
because they were asking him straight questions to say where does he see his future in Madrid, because he hasn't been playing a lot.
If you've noticed,
especially this year.
Yeah.
So yeah, he kept pushing back, saying, "Look, he's glad that he's at home, helping Wales out."
The question is though,
is he really happy in Madrid?
Is he really happy in Madrid?
I want him to be happy, you know. I would say, hey, freaking Madrid, just, you know.
It's the Messi saga right now. It's the Messi saga that's happening to him now. Now, everyone's going to go to him like, hey, man, you're not on the pitch. What's happening?
Look, honestly, I've been asking myself also about Gareth Bale.
But
you would see him then and there with half times, but you would see that there's...
You don't know
Madrid Gareth Bale.
I get what you're saying. Look, I don't know what's happening with
Gareth. So don't be shocked, guys, if they help him end his contract and he decides to leave. So don't be shocked, you know.
Nah, I get you.
He looked to me like a guy who had given up with the way things are running, you know.
Okay, no problem with that, no problem. But we must actually find out what's happening with Gareth Bale. So next week we'll be discussing what is the highest paid job. Not sport. Okay, sport is a
sportsman.
Job.
Sportsman
is a job. But anyway, what's the highest paid? Is it boxing? Is it UFC? Is it soccer?
I'm starting to think more like American football, you know, because that's also I'd forgotten.
So?
We don't know. We'll see.
Look, we don't know because
soccer is definitely not the highest paid.
It's not.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, but soccer is
not the highest paid.
Probably in the top 6-5 there, you know, 7. Yeah.
But look, we gotta give the list, and we gotta come to a conclusion that what is the highest paid right now? But anyway, we'll discuss this next week. We'll see you after this. Radio has never been better. You are lonely. You are lonely. You are
lonely. Reactive. Being reactive is being a people of reaction, people of change, being a movement of young people. It's not just a band, it's not just good music or inspiring words, it's not just catchy. It's life-changing.
Check us out on Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
And that will be it from us. But if you want to listen to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za, or you can catch us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram on ActiveFM777, which is Calvin.
The number of heaven.
Of course, of course, of course. And we also have our WhatsApp. You can go to our Instagram and you can find our WhatsApp there. And please chat with us. And we're also on Twitter as well. It's been good. It's been real. But unfortunately, we got to go. But we're going to see you next week.
Same time, same place.
From myself and Calvin, we got to say peace out and God bless. This is the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.